listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America. And for the next 2 hours, I'm going to have a hell of a time. 2 hours down, two more to go. I get going 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. How can you listen to the show? Easy. You can tune in on your local affiliate. A big shout out to my friends in Pittsburgh, my friends in the Bay Area, my friends in Texas and the Pacific Northwest, the Midwest, the Mountain States, the desert. People in Florida, my friends here with me in Georgia. People hanging out in the Northeast, everybody in Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii, the Midwest. I think I've covered all of my bases. I think I did. If you live in a plain state, yeah, hello to you too. And I certainly hope that you are, you know, keeping warm wherever you are. Most of the country just dealing with just awful weather right now. So I wish you well wherever you are. Unfortunately, we had to open up the show, showing love to Franco Harris, passing away early Thursday morning, or we learned Thursday morning that he passed away at the age of 72 years old, just a few days before the Steelers were going to officially retire his number in honor of the Immaculate Reception, which was to take place, or will take place, 50 years to this upcoming Saturday against the Raiders. So the Steelers will be taking on the Raiders. And we showed a lot of love to Franco Harris to open up the show. We talked about some quarterbacks and their job statuses. Kenny Pickett for the Steelers. He's expected to get back into the game. Mitch Trubisky expected to find a seat. Kenny Pickett was dealing with a concussion. And then also we learned that Matt Ryan has been benched for Nick Foles. They're going to take on the Chargers. The Colts will Monday Night Football the day after Christmas. And then the Tennessee Titans, unfortunately, it looks like Ryan Tannehill is likely out for the season with a bum ankle that has been bothering him the majority of the year. And Ryan Tannehill, it appears that he will need ankle surgery, and I would not be shocked if the Jacksonville Jaguars jump them to take control of the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be taking on the New York Jets tomorrow, and of course, when that game concludes tomorrow evening, we'll be here with you on CBS Sports Radio to talk about it. So we got a lot of bases covered. We discussed Steve Cohen buying the entire world and how much he is outspending other owners in Major League Baseball. If you include payroll taxes and the New York Mets payroll and what they have to shell out will be close to $500 million. Let me say that again. $500 million. That's 500 mil. And then you have a team like the Pirates and the Oakland Athletics. They're closer to $50 and $60 million in payroll. And so you tell me if things are fair in Major League Baseball. But we know the world and life isn't always fair. And this is going to lead me to tonight's top six list. You got six more hours of me before the holidays. Because I'm going to disappear off the face of the earth. you won't hear from me for quite some time. I'll be back after the new year. And so this will be the last top six list of 2022. And we did the same thing last year in 2021. I took a look at the holidays and I said, you know what? What would be nice? You know, what would be a something positive to think about? If you wanted a gift for your favorite team, what would it be? But more importantly, what teams need a break? You know, people come through with the holidays and you hope you get one thing and then you get another and you're disappointed. You got to lower your expectations. And tonight I'm going to give you a top six list of teams that absolutely need a holiday miracle. And I think, as we all know, this is not just about the holidays. It's just a lesson in life. You don't always get what you want. I think babies learn that. Toddlers learn that. You learn that as an adult. I think if you got to learn that later in life, man, your life sucks. You got to learn you don't always get what you want. You're a silver spoon. Let me relax. Anyway, let's not waste any time. It's time for a new top six list of teams that absolutely need a holiday miracle.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. The top six teams that absolutely need a holiday miracle. And we're going across multiple sports here. And so let's just go ahead and get this thing started. Where are we starting at?
Number six.
At number six, we got to go into the world of college football. And yeah, sure, a million bowl games, Tidy Bowl, Toilet Bowl, Cheeto Bowl, Drano Bowl, ridiculous sponsored names. But this team is actually going to a bowl game that matters. It's the Fiesta Bowl, and it's not Michigan. A team that needs a holiday miracle, I am talking about TCU. Yeah, this is the same TCU that last year went 5-7. This year, they went undefeated until they ran up to Kansas State a couple of weeks ago in the Big 12 title game. And TCU, with first-year head coach Sonny Dykes, like, they're not supposed to be here. This is a squad competing in the Big 12. They haven't won a national championship since 1938. They're 9-point underdogs versus Michigan. Michigan is undefeated. They beat Ohio State again. I know everybody in Michigan is thrilled about that. And then they, not surprisingly, took care of Purdue. And everybody is expecting Michigan to stomp the living hell out of TCU. I think the only thing that would save TCU here is if LaDainian Tomlinson showed up and, you know, be put on some pads. He probably has a little bit of something left in him. You know what? Sonny Dykes, he was recently having a chat with Rich Eisen on his show, and he basically said, listen, people have been counting us out all season long. Inside of our building, we do not care.
Our guys hear all that stuff. We've never talked about it one time. You're not going to believe me, but we have never talked about the conference standings. We've never talked about what anybody else says about us because, you know, they thought we were terrible in the beginning, and we were not going to listen to them when they start telling you how great they are, how great you are. And so we tried to treat it all the same and just go try to win a game every Saturday and see where we end up.
That's all they can do. Well, they got one game in front of them, and if they lose that one, then they go home. But at least Sonny Dykes can say, hey, listen, folks, I showed up, turned this team around in the first year. Now pay me. At least that'll work out positive for him. Sonny Dykes is he getting that bread, getting that money. Top six teams that need a holiday miracle. We started off with TCU at number six. It's a countdown. What comes next?
Number five.
Let's go from college football and let's go straight to the NFL. This team, this fan base has been looking, hoping, and waiting for a holiday miracle for years. This team actually competes on Thanksgiving, another holiday, every single year to just embarrass themselves and remind America that they still exist. This happens to be the Detroit Lions. Right now, currently, they're seated ninth in the NFC for the playoffs. But the teams in front of them, oh man, they suck. They're terrible. Talking about the Seahawks on a downward trend. We're talking about Washington with that final spot right now, wild card spot. It's unlikely I think they stick around. They're having conversations as to whether or not they need to reinsert Carson Wentz. And so the Lions, we know about their turnaround, 1-6 to now 7-7. Man, they can put up the points. They had a nice comeback against the New York Jets. They're throwing the ball around like nobody's business. The defense at points in time, it can leave a lot to be desired, but they have certainly improved over the last several games as well. They got Carolina up on the board next. They got Chicago up on the board next. And then they end their season. Their final game is up in Green Bay. I told you I would love to see that matchup where the Lions would beat Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and go right to hell into the playoffs. I think it's a possibility. But we do know this. It's still the Lions. There's always a chance that they can revert back and go the other direction. They're moving in a positive space. And especially after coming back against the New York Jets and their amazing defense, Dan Campbell, he's impressed with his guys and he's impressed with how they just continue to get better.
And we stop them, man. We come up with some critical sacks and hurries and, you know, we covered well. And so we just, man, it was great. And I think that's part of the maturing process, the growth, everything, because I don't know if we'd have made those plays early in the year.
Look, you know, they were close to making some of these plays, and then they would let these games get away from them. It's not like some of these early games were absolute blowouts. And I tell you this, if the Lions make the playoffs, you better put a bucket in front of Dan Campbell. This man will be crying tears of joy. Tears, buckets of them. Top six teams that need a holiday miracle. I give you the Lions at 5. What do we got next?
Number 4.
Oh, this team has needed a miracle for a while now. They're actually playing right now, this minute, this second. It's the Los Angeles Lakers, who, as I watch them here in the studio, the Lakers are losing to the Kings, 123 to 102, a little more than 6 minutes left in the game. Pitiful. Sad. Heading into tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 13-17. It looks like they're on their way, barring a massive comeback of about 20 points, of turning into a record of 13-18. And LeBron James is running around out there by himself again. Russell Westbrook not playing tonight. He's been shooting like crap this year. Nobody even talks about him anymore. It's not worth it. Anthony Davis is injured again. LeBron James is averaging 27-9-7. He's also having a crap shooting year, 31% from downtown. And all there is to look forward to is LeBron passing Kareem. And that'll probably take place in February. He's now only about 700 points away. It's a sad situation for the Lakers. Who the hell do you trade? Who do you bring in? How can you even attract or trade for talent? Why are you even going to bother? When Anthony Davis, we don't even know how long he's going to be out. The Lakers are seemingly cooked. And so when LeBron was asked about this a couple of nights ago, what do you think you guys should do with your talent? What do you think you guys should do with your picks? LeBron James is just like, listen, this may not have been true in the past, but for right now, I ain't the damn GM. Don't ask me.
Not a question for me. I have no idea. When I'm playing, I show up, prepare, and work, go to work, get my guys ready to go win a basketball game. I play the game. I'm not in the front office. So No, we see what they, we see. But I'm focused on the game, and that's trying to win basketball games, especially when I'm out on the floor.
No, he's not in the front office today. About the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before. What about all those years when it worked? When it works, LeBron is like, yeah, I'm here, I'm helping out. But when it doesn't, he has nothing to do with it. The Lakers need a miracle, and it's not even so much about the talent right now. It's Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. Dude was balling out. 30 points per game, 10 rebounds. He was shooting 40% from three. He was destroying everybody down low. And he jumped in the air and he messed his foot up. Death, taxes, and an Anthony Davis injury. That will take a real miracle for Anthony Davis to be healthy. I got the Lakers here at number four. Let's move on to the next.
Number three.
Top six NFL teams that need a holiday miracle. The Lakers are four. I got the Green Bay Packers here at number three. You know, you think about legendary quarterbacks, and it's almost a birthright for them to get into the postseason. It's almost unimaginable that someone who has won two consecutive MVPs and is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, that his team has hit the skids this much, but it is a team. New wide receivers, busted up offensive line. You can't win them all, can you? But despite a slow start where Aaron Rodgers has been destroying his wide receivers, they've come on as of late. Two consecutive wins. We just saw them beat the Rams on Monday Night Football. The Packers are now 6-8. Defense was able to abuse Baker Mayfield. But if the Packers want to get into the playoffs, they got their work cut out in front of them. The Dolphins are next. Yeah, they've been on a little bit of a skid, but they can put up points. They have playmakers. The Minnesota Vikings, they can put up points. They can also suck. And in the Packers' final game, I told you about the surging Lions, that it's hopefully a deciding game for who gets into the playoffs. The Packers are 6-8. Aaron Rodgers knows their three remaining games, and he talks about them still showing some type of life. Listen.
We've got two. Got two in the bag. I don't know. I mean, look, before the Bears week, we knew we had a bye afterwards, and those of us who sometimes peek ahead knew that we had to win five and then have a lot of things go our way. So we won two, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right?
Well, you got three more games in front of you, man. Just take them one at a time. Packers need a miracle if they want to get into the postseason. Packers at number three. Who do we have at this one?
Number two.
Well, damn it. We going from one legend to the legend. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they need a holiday miracle. Somehow, some way, Tom Brady is still likely, really, right? Really? Still likely to get into the postseason? Still win the terrible NFC South? I mean, these are the same Bucks that just choked against the Bengals. They're giving a ball up all over the place. Joe Burrow threw for four touchdowns against them in the second half. And the Bucks, their next games. It's Arizona next. Okay. Carolina and Atlanta. You would think that the Buccaneers beat up on these teams and get things together. Offense is inconsistent. The defense is very good, but then still also inconsistent. And Tom Brady on his own damn show, Let's Go, he was asked, man, with all this losing, and why are you still out here playing? And this is what Brady had to say.
No, it's a good question, and it's interesting because you would think, oh, well, why is he still playing? Because all you want to do is win, and that's all sports should be about is winning. And I agree, it should be about winning. But it's also, I'm looking at like, no, what am I learning? What am I learning from, you know, putting a similar amount of energy in over the last couple of years and not winning? What is that teaching me? You know, why should we feel like we're just entitled to win all the time? We're not. That's not what life's about. You know, and I think anyone who's gone through life and struggles at their job or struggles in other aspects of life, when you do put effort and energy into it, you know, what are you learning from that? As opposed to, you know, why is that happening to you and for you? You know, why you're not a victim of that. We're not a victim of losing games. The sun came up today. We got something to do about it. We woke up. We have a chance. why, you know, this is not the time to, you know, feel sorry for yourself. So get up, go into work and make it better and improve it and work harder and work more determined. And, you know, it's so easy to throw in the towel. It's so easy. That's what most people want. It's why you listen on TV and, oh, it's what you should have done. Well, yeah, if you're a loser, that's what you should do. You should just fold the tent when things don't go the way you want. That's not the way life is.
I wonder if he just learned that. I wonder if, well, I do know this. He's probably had to experience that all year long. Think about how the season or the year started for Tom Brady, being eliminated by the Rams. Think about how his summer went. Think about how his retirement went. Think about how, unfortunately, his personal life went. Think about how the season is going right now. The Buccaneers need a miracle, if not for their own sake, for the sake of Tom Brady. What a crap year this man has had. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Top six sports teams that need a holiday miracle. I've given you five. When we come back, I'm going to give you number one. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A new top six list to end the year. I got today, tomorrow, and then I'm out of here. I'll be back at the beginning of the year, so this will be the last top six list. And in honor of the holiday season, I'm giving you the top six teams that absolutely need a holiday miracle. Maybe they have something to play for. Maybe they need to change their immediate fortunes. I want to talk to you about teams that need something right the hell now. And I'm about to reveal to you number one. Let's go back first. At number six, I gave you TCU. They're getting ready to take on Michigan. No one gives them a damn shot. Their head coach does not give a damn. Sonny Dykes is like, listen, we don't care what people on the outside are saying. We're going to go up and take on Michigan on New Year's Eve, and we could care less what anybody thinks. TCU needs a miracle to beat Michigan here. At number five, I gave you the Detroit Lions. How about this? The way they started the season versus where they're at right now, with an opportunity to legitimately get into the playoffs. With their last game of the season up in Green Bay against the Packers, the Lions need that miracle, and I would love to see it. At number four, a team that needs a miracle, they're in action right now, the Los Angeles Lakers. They're taking on the Kings. They're currently losing 132, a stupid studio screen, I think to 113. There's about 2 minutes left in this game. LeBron James, man, just what a way to go. I'm sure him and Tom Brady are exchanging phone calls about how bad their seasons are going. And number three, a team that needs a holiday miracle, the Packers. We just saw them beat the Rams. They've now won two straight games. They have a record of 6-8. There's still a possibility of them getting into the postseason. And I mentioned to you the Lions. I'd love to see the Packers and the Lions go at it to decide who goes to the postseason. This is not where Aaron Rodgers expected to be. Not this damn bad, but they still have a chance. They need a miracle to get in. At number two, I just mentioned Tom Brady. If you think about the crap year that this man has had, his team needs a miracle. The Buccaneers are below 500 right now. They have a chance to end on some type of, I can't even call it a hot streak, a warm streak. They have Arizona, the Carolina Panthers, and then they take on the Falcons to end the year. The Bucs need a holiday miracle. It just let Tom Brady end on a high note, right? It's been such a crap year for him. The Bucks can do it. And so if I have to think about the top six teams that lead, that need a miracle, a holiday miracle, that leaves me, without going anywhere else, that leaves me right here.
Number one.
This has been an embarrassment over the course of 2 weeks. This has been a letdown over the course of a year. How the hell do you have two superstars in the palm of your hand and they just go elsewhere? They both end up going to, I don't know, New York. How do you have a record of 107-55 2 years ago? And then this season, you're flat 500. And then you also lost a key pitcher that you had. And I'm talking about the San Francisco Giants. They need a holiday miracle, except for I think time has run out. Santa has dropped off all types of crap at other people's house, and he ain't coming back to the San Francisco Giants. I don't know what Farhan Zaidi has done. I guess he's been a crap kid. Santa has gone down the chimney, and he has snatched up all the gifts. First, they think that they have Aaron Judge, and then they don't have Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, he gets a call from Steinbrenner, and he's back with the Yankees, and now he's the Yankees captain. And then last week, the news broke right here on air. We're talking about Carlos Correa deciding to join the Giants. He's like, yeah, I'll sign. 13 years, $350 million. Whoa, ridiculous. And then we find out at the last second that there's some type of issue with his medical past. And then less than 24 hours, they cancel the press conference. And he's a New York Met. 12 years, 315. This is ridiculous. Like, the Giants need a miracle. They need baby Jesus. They need everybody. This is bad. I feel so bad for all my friends who love the San Francisco Giants. I feel bad for all my friends in the Bay Area. I love the Bay Area, by the way. The people in the Bay can't understand or explain it. When the news broke this morning that Carlos Correa was going to the New York Mets, when for an entire week we all assumed that he was set to just sign a contract with San Francisco, the people on CBS Good Morning in the Bay Area, like, they were shocked and surprised at how much losing the Giants have done, and the season isn't even going on right now.
The whole timeline is just mind-boggling, bizarre. There was a press conference that was supposed to happen yesterday. It was canceled. Media events were canceled after that. Then there's rumors, and here we are waking up to the news that he is potentially a Met.
And, yeah. G, you covered sports before. This is almost unprecedented, right?
I can't. I mean, Adam, one of our producers, we talked about it this morning, too.
Yeah.
I don't think this has ever happened. Just
wow.
Just this magnitude of this big, huge deal, and all of a sudden, nope, it's not happening.
Is there any speculation as to what it was?
So I know we're all waiting to see if we get more answers throughout the day, but, you know, our producer was telling us Aaron Judge's press conference is coming up, and I'm just thinking, we could have had Aaron Judge, we didn't. We could have had a Carlos Correa, we didn't. Where are we at now?
Y'all suck. That's where y'all at. Oh, man, it has to hurt to be a Giants fan. I feel bad for them. The most that you can look at right now is go, hey, you know, our coach, our manager can beat up your manager. That's it. Gabe Kapler is built like an inside linebacker. I mean, what else are you looking for?
Where are we at now?
Nowhere. And how about my main man? Shout outs to Joe Shasky. And thank you so much to everybody at 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, he took it a step further. He's like, listen, we're the San Francisco Giants. How the hell did we lose two times?
You got played not once by just Aaron Judge. You got played twice. By twice Scott Boras this time. The Mets come swooping in. I cannot believe they allowed this to happen. And I have a very simple question for Giants ownership. And just forget Farhan. This goes above them. Are you trying to compete for a World Series? Or Are you a real estate enterprise? What are you? You tell me what you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of development going on right over out the bay where the Golden State Warriors now play and where the Giants play. And so that was his last reference. This is it's wild. At number one, a team that needs a holiday miracle, it would be the San Francisco Giants. But I'm afraid to say, ain't no damn miracle coming. I'm sorry. They need it the most, though. My condolences to the fans of the Giants who have just missed out on two superstars in 2 weeks. It's a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open right now. They are. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I have a very simple question for you. What team needs a holiday miracle? I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about something that's going on right now. Please tell me about something that's relevant. Let me tell you again, relevant. What team, I don't care what sport it is, what team needs a holiday miracle? I got the Giants here at number one. Who would you say needs one? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you the last or the final top six list for this year. I'm going to be on vacation after tomorrow. And it was a top six list of teams that need a holiday miracle. Let me refresh your memory. And if you missed the whole list, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you TCU. They're getting ready to take on Michigan. No one expected them to be here. They're like Cincinnati from last year. At number five, I gave you the Detroit Lions. Starting off at 1-6, now 7-7, they have a chance to make the playoffs. Their final game of the season is against Green Bay. Let's see if the Lions can pull it out and not be a joke or not fall apart. They're certainly moving in a positive direction. At number four, I gave you a team that just lost. Like literally a few minutes ago, the Los Angeles Lakers lost to the Sacramento Kings in Sactown. The Lakers... To even put Lakers in playoffs in the same sentence right now is way out there. There's no Anthony Davis. It would take more than a miracle for LeBron James to get any type of help. It's unlikely to happen. At number three, team that needs a miracle, I gave you the Packers. They're going to take on those Lions. They've won two straight games. They're also trying to get into the postseason. At number two, this team has the same record, but because their conference sucks so much, they'll probably get there. It's the Bucs and Tom Brady. They need a miracle. And if you think about the year that Tom Brady has had, can he end on a positive note? This probably has to be the worst year of this guy's life. And the top six team that needs a miracle, and God knows it ain't coming, especially over the holidays, the San Francisco Giants. In 1 week, they thought they had Judge, and it took about 7 minutes, and no, they don't have Judge. And then for an entire week, they thought that they had Carlos Correa instead. And then they said, no, we don't. We tried. Literally, that's what they said. We tried. And they wished Carlos Correa nothing but the best, as they were not all that enamored with what they saw as a part of his medical history. And so Aaron Judge remains with the New York Yankees, and Carlos Correa joins the new bad guy in baseball, Steve Cohen, with the New York Mets. The San Francisco Giants need a miracle that is not coming. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What sports team needs a miracle. Wade is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. Well, I'll tell you a team that needs a little bit more than a miracle, and that is the Indianapolis Colts. Now, you know, I am a Falcons fan. I love Matt Ryan, top 10 passing yards all time, top 10 comebacks all time. You know, he's got all the stats. And like you mentioned earlier in the show, it is just sad to see what has happened to him and now getting benched for not the first time, but second time in one season. He's down. The whole Colts team is just an anomaly right now. I mean, you break out the money for Shaq Leonard, you bring in Buckner, you pay Nelson, you bring in Ngakoue and Gilmore. I mean, they got –
Yeah, Gilmore, yeah.
Yeah, they got – I mean, just good pros at every single position on that team. And then, you know, I thought bringing in Matt Ryan would have been the icing on the cake. I feel like a lot of people might have felt the same way, but it just – I don't know. It's bizarre to see a team fall off. And I forgot to mention earlier, Stewart. I mean, you had one of the best Taylor. You had Jonathan Taylor, one of the best running backs in the league, and everyone has underperformed and just fell off a cliff this year. And it's – And like I said, being a longtime Falcons fan, it's sad to see Matt Ryan going through it.
Yeah, it's real sad. And thank you, Wade, for calling from here in Atlanta. Yeah, anything that could have gone wrong for the Colts has gone wrong. And I think if you have a holiday wish, if you're a Colts fan, I think you just want the season to end. I think you want to look towards the future, because the next step is to find and identify a coach, because it ain't going to be Jeff Saturday. I'd be shocked. But, I mean, if Ursay wanted to hire this guy in the first place, what's the next dumb thing that he'll do? And then they have to welcome to the world of everyone else and trying to identify who that franchise quarterback is. I mean, since Andrew Luck decided I don't want to get hit in the ribs anymore and pee blood, you can bring in every veteran quarterback that you want who's getting ready to retire. Those days are over for the Colts. There's no Phillip Rivers. There's no Matt Ryan here. You got to find that next dude. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about teams that need a holiday miracle. Let's go to Buffalo and let's talk to Mac. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, guys. First of all, I want to give condolences to the Franco Harris family and friends because I thought he was one of my favorites. But, But I'm not going to try to make this short. The San Francisco Giants, and I'm not going to talk as fast because, you know, if I make it short, I talk really fast. So San Francisco Giants, I completely agree with that, even though I haven't really been watching them that much. Baseball just seems to be, what was the word I wrote down? Making everything complicated, not just San Francisco's team and but I think it's making it too complicated for baseball fans, and they're going to not have a good – baseball is just not going to do good unless they make it more simple. You know, and what happened to the people like Derek Jeter and A-Rod, Cal Ripken, Barry Bonds, and Hank Aaron? They love the sport of baseball, but I think it's the owners that are treating it like real estate, and baseball is not real estate.
Well, thank you, Mac.
And the last thing I wanted to say
is I'm confused here, Mac.
Yeah.
I was asking, what team do you believe needs a holiday miracle?
I know they need baby Jesus, but they ain't going to get baby Jesus.
Who?
Baby
Who?
Jesus, the Giants, the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, so you're agreeing with me. Okay, I heard that. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I got lost on everything else you said.
You got lost. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
But, and your producer.
Thank
Can
you,
I
Chef.
Can I just make one little comment about Tom Brady that
well,
goes
you could have made it by now, but
I made
go ahead.
Years
oh, my God.
Ago. Not years ago, but way.
Hold on. Hey, Mac?
Oh.
What happened?
I thought you were cutting me off. You said hold on to something.
Oh, no, no. Anyway. It was something. Yeah, hurry up. Go ahead.
Hold on. So I'm trying to hurry up so I know people want to get in. They're tired of listening to Mac from Buffalo.
That's true.
But Tom Brady, way back in the beginning, up to now. He sounds like he's gotten some great clarification from somewhere. And
yeah, it's
I think he has been in some therapy. Therapy is not bad.
I'm sure.
And I think he wants to be a coach. I think he's hanging in there so he can be a coach.
Okay,
he's gotten that offer. But I think he wants to be a coach.
Okay,
I think he has the making. Everybody. And have a happy new year. And I'm going to miss you behind for the next couple of weeks, however you're going to be gone.
Mac, JR just said he's not going to actually take vacation days. He's coming back next week because he didn't get enough of this conversation.
He said he was taking me out, too, but...
I think I remember that.
Believe it when you see it. You remember that, don't you? You have a very good memory.
When I came
to New York, he was going to take me out.
Yeah, I was in Rochester. I wasn't in Buffalo.
No, this was before that. Whose name I can hardly remember, so I'm just going to call you Mr. Producer.
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember when I first came on, he said he was going to...
Yes, I remember. I do. Thank you, Mac.
In Harlem, and you said somewhere.
Oh, my God. Hey, Mac, I remember, okay? I remember.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, you. Happy holidays.
Holiday.
I'll talk to you next year.
Yep, you talk to me next year.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Everybody, hold on. Everybody collectively. Let's try to not suck the breath out of America, but let's all collectively take one giant breath. Just breathe in.
She's a sweetheart, though. She is.
Breathe out. No, she is.
She is.
Yeah. Shout outs to Mac from Buffalo. When I go back to Buffalo, the weather won't be 0 degrees, and I'll take Mac out, and I'll make sure to bring headphones that I can hide in my ears. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls. Yes, more calls. Ones that I understand. As we take a look at teams that absolutely need a holiday miracle. Does any team need more from anywhere than the San Francisco Giants? I got them at number one. Thank you so much, Mac. Love you from Buffalo. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.